For 4 days in the last week of July, over 120 poets from across the country descended on Seattle for the first national summit for Asian Pacific Islander spoken word artists. The poetry fest was titled, First There Was the Word, Then There Was the Fist.
From the mud of the Mekong.
To the bones of the Mississippi.
From the dusty winds of Mazandaran.
To the glowing scars of Hiroshima.
From the sun in Baghdad.
To the moon in Alaska.
From the mist of the Himalayas.
To the ash of volcanoes.
From California shores.
To New York corner stores.
This is for us, my people. Carry the song of burning
stars. My name is Asia Continental, a.k.a. the Golden Child. I'm coming right now from Houston, Texas.
Hi, what's up? I'm Chati. I'm from New York. I'm part of Feedback Poets Collective.
Hi, I'm Bao Phi. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, by way of Saigon, Vietnam.
I'm from LA.
Representing Chicago.
The Bay Area.
My name is Maya Santos. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I'm with Isang Mahal Arts Collective. We just wanted to bring everyone together to create a network of API poets. What's unique about the API spoken word community is that the stereotype that we face is being passive and silent, and it's totally not true.
Throw your hands up high, let your arms be the conduit holding up the sky. A few heads say hip hop is dead. No, it's not. It's just malnourished and underfed. Wordplay from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And on the weekend, we begin the cypher all over again. All over again.
My name is Jojo Gallen, representing Isang Mahal, Seattle. We've always had poetry within our blood. We've always had poetry within our ancestry and our lineage. For the longest time, though, we've denied that side.
So I want you to listen. So I want you to listen. So I want you to listen when I tell you this.
Before these words become tomorrow's myth.
Remember, this is our voice. And what you say when you're on the mic, remember, this is our voice.
I have learned to raise myself from earth and clay like this Jesus. They say that saves all except you and I on this world. God sent no angels for us. We must be cherub and seraphim for our own, speaking tales of death like trumpets to their ears. So many names, so many forgotten. We feel them angry and passionate in our touches, writhing in the wrinkles of our urgency. So hold me now, like every tomorrow is marked by fire, like our future is marked by the name they call us. Love me blindly before the world burns. If ever the world burns, I want to turn to ash in your arms.
What do you know about napalm and Saigon? About Hiroshima and Nagasaki? About Gandhi? What do you know about demilitarized zones and no gun ring? About me lying and the military? What do you know about the killing fields and signs that wheel? No Chinese or dogs allowed. What do you know about comfort women and geisha girls? About colonization all over the Asian world? What do you know about the Great Wall? I can school you on each and all mother. I'm about to get wrong.
The importance of poetry and spoken word to the APIA community is based solely on the fact that without that form of expression, we deny ourselves our voice.
Tim Aravello, Geologic, and Yellow Rage, some of the Asian American performers at a poetry summit organized by Isang Mahal Arts Collective of Seattle and by I Was Born With Two Tongues, a poetry group out of Chicago. Their performances were captured for Pacific Time by Oliver Wang.